If we try to convince others very based on something which we feel very strongly, but others don't accept, what do we do? Na buddhi bhedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidwan yukta samacharan. So Krishna says in 3.26 in the Bhagavad Gita that na buddhi bhedam janayet, don't disturb the minds of the less intelligent people. Ajnanam karma sangina, if people are attached to certain conceptions, don't disturb their mind. Joshayet sarva karmani, dovetail, engage them in a way that they can become elevated gradually. Vidwan yukta samachar. This is the way that wise people act. That means that we may not always be able to convince others about what we feel is right. There are many reasons. One is that we ourselves may not be righter sometimes. Even if in the situation when we are right, now that may not be the right time for others to accept that. So sometimes some people have to learn by their own way. So, you know, even Krishna doesn't force us to do anything. He also has given us free will. We are certainly not more powerful than Krishna. So if Krishna doesn't force anyone, how can we force anyone? So we can only basically do three things for people. We can share knowledge, we can provide facilities, and we can set example. That means, say, if you are a parent and you are a mother and you have a child, the child is going off in a wrong direction. Then when the child is small, the mother can tell, do this, don't do this. But the child grows up into teenage and then they become a youth. Then the parents can't force much. So at that time, what can the child parents do? The parents can share knowledge. You know, if you do this, this is going to happen. You know, your friends may tell you, hey, come to a party, take drinks, take drugs. But know what are the consequences of that. Share knowledge. Just give you an extreme example over here. Share knowledge, then provide facilities. You know, if you want our children to come towards bhakti, then they cannot come and be happy in a satsang where they are all adults. They need some forum where their children together of their age and they can do some activities together, some drama, some outing, some fun in spiritual association. So we have to provide facilities for them and then set an example. So if I tell others to do something and then I am myself not doing it, then people won't accept it. So in general, we have to know that we can't control others. We can try to convey what we feel is best for them. And to give force to that conviction, we can give knowledge, provide facilities and set example. And beyond that, what we should not do is, if it's an important relationship for us, then because of that difference, we should not spoil that relationship. Because even if we are right and they are wrong, if we spoil that relationship, if we make that into an ego issue, I am right and you are wrong and why are you not doing this? One day you will learn that I am right and you will come crawling on your knees back to me. If we make it like that, we may not speak in that blunt words, but if we do like that, then what happens? Eventually, even when they realize they are wrong, but because their ego has been hurt, they will not come back. So, we should not, in general, even if people go on the wrong path, we convey our displeasure. We convey our disappointment at what they are doing, but we don't spoil the relationship. If somebody is going very wrong, then we may have to create some distance in that relationship for our protection, for what are the practical details. But in principle, we cannot control others. We can only inspire others. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yes. How much time do we